As Holland Novak said, what a Monday. I was going through the look. I'm Jesse Steele. This is the Podcast Weekly. If you're new, I love you. Glad to have you. Mondays, I go through what's been on my desk. It was part of what anchored me. The secret to podcasting is to do it. You know, you got to do it before you do it well. And you got to do it well before you do it fast. I was writing stuff for the Times. And if you haven't listened to the symphony, I really think, you know, every week I do the utter best that I can for the symphony, which is the editorials from Pacific Daily Times. And it's so far, Pacific Daily Times for many years has been a one-man show. And then I've got a friend from high school, came on several years ago, started writing about some strange stuff with chemicals. It's amazing how many problems in society are because of chemicals. Why is everybody angry? Because there's chemicals in the water that make us angry. It's like, I'm not trying to excuse anybody. I'm just saying it's amazing how many things are going on. Well, no, look, you're allowed to identify things that make trouble without saying that trouble has to continue. Trouble has to stop. There's no excuse to be angry, but there's a lot going on. You know, it's well, you know, if it's as long as you or I, it's any person, as long as we say, as long as we tell ourselves that seeing the cause of a problem is the same thing as saying that there is an excuse for the problem to continue, we never make progress. So I want problems to go away. Therefore, I want to know what causes them. So I'll say, why are people angry? It's because of this. That doesn't say that it should continue. That says exactly how to make it go away. If the problems are because of this, then this, whatever this is what we address to make the problem go away. And so many of us live these lives of excuses. Excuse, 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 excuse. We think reasons excuse the status quo. And that's an assumption we make in our self-talk. So someone comes to you, tells you exactly how to get past the problem that you want to get past, but because they're saying what causes it, in your mind, you interpret that as an excuse to keep status quo as status quo, and then you dismiss it. Have you done that? I've done that. I did it before. I finally decided to stop. I have to be honest. I have not been mentally constipated in that specific way. I get mentally constipated in other ways. I've always seen, excuses inexcusable. Anyhow, something really amazing happened over the past few days and just happened this morning. I was writing for the Pacific Daily Times Symphony editorial, and Pacific Daily Times is starting to take off. I've got other friends that are interested in writing for it, and they're interested in expanding it. I mean, it's got an advertising network built into it. I created my own advertising network. It's a web app. It took me a year to create. And it's got news story systems, press ID badges. Like, it is a clean, shiny, fully ready newspaper system, ready to go without any employees inside. Just, you pretty much got, you know, just the editor in chief by himself and then a part-time writer. And that's it. And it, other than that, it is fully ready to go. The presses are there, ready to turn on, so to speak. It's ready. And people are starting to come in. I'm getting other stuff cleared off my plate. I've been whining about this computer course I've been writing. Reached a major, major milestone late last night. 9:30. No, 8:30. And I still had to skate and exercise so that I'd sleep. Two sleepless nights because of 2 days without exercise. I hate my day off. I don't like days off. I want to work so I can sleep. So I've been getting all this stuff done. Finally, I'm switching gears so that I can focus back on improving some of the back end software at the Times to get it even better. Always improving stuff. And I've been talking with Royu. He's this American Taiwanese in Taiwan. I've been talking with Royu. The kid wants to go to the Olympics. And I can see the resolve. It actually might happen. And I know some things that are necessary for a ridiculous level of insane success. I mean, that's insane. You have to be crazy in order to want to go to the Olympics, even to want to try. You've got to be crazy. No gold medalist isn't crazy in some way or another. I mean, that's the best athlete in the world. Why even try? You know, so the kid, I don't mean crazy necessarily in a bad way, but you got to know how ludicrous that goal is. And the kid's got it, and he might actually run for it. So I don't want to say give away any of our trade secrets, but I've been talking with him, motivating him, talking about dedication to practice and stuff. Rocky movies are coming up. And one of the things we did yesterday, well, actually, no, I should say that for the Taiwan special. We got a Rocky clip. Great story behind it. That'll be Taiwan special first thing tomorrow. Hold on. I'm having a Marco Rubio moment. I need to take a swig of this. No, George, I'm not insulting Marco. Pardon my French. I'm not insulting Marco. I'm complimenting him. I had the same thing. What's everyone so upset about Marco Rubio and his wife? Did he lose any elections? Other than the presidential, he never should have tried. No, he did. He stayed on as senator. So that the water thing was just a human moment. Goodness, don't be so touchy and punchy, George. Okay, so I'm going through all this, and it hits me this morning. The story comes across. I'm just getting all done, all ready and prepped to do the Monday editorials. I just got them finished, and there's the story. Taiwan needs to start treating foreigners fairly. It came out of Hong Kong. I think I might talk about that later in the Taiwan special. No. I'll elaborate somewhat. Not everybody listens to the podcast weekly. So this is the juicy stuff. This is the inside scoop you're getting here. So, okay, I'll tell you. So this story came up. What's happened is that the Hong Kongers needed help from Taiwan. They went to Taiwan for help. Did you know that Taiwan has been turning Hong Kongers away? The Chinese-controlled police in Hong Kong were after the Hong Kongers. Hong Kong went to Taiwan's government in Taiwan. Taiwan set up a special office in Hong Kong to help Hong Kongers escape Hong Kong. And then, from that special office to help the Hong Kong citizens escape persecution in Hong Kong, you know what they did? They gave him the normal red tape. Oh, no, you should do it legally. And which legally in Taiwan language means no every time. They set up an entire office just to give the Hong Kong people a complicated no. They never were able to go to Hong Kong. And I think two of them were arrested in Hong Kong as a result. Taiwan sets up an office to pretend to help people, but doesn't change the law so that that office can actually do a single thing. And see, you're surprised, you're shocked. You're going, what? Hello, I've been here in Taiwan almost 12 years. That's what they always did. I don't want to get into the juicy details again now, but what's happened is this. The Hong Kongers have needed help from Taiwan, and now Taiwan's been pushing itself out in the world as the cute, adorable poster boy. Oh, Taiwan's so cute. We're wonderful. Please help us. But they're not nice to other countries. Other countries welcome foreigners. Taiwan doesn't. Other countries let you get dual citizenship after 5 years and make it easy to keep your job. Taiwan does neither. They give every excuse in the world to make you lose your job. If you're one day between jobs, your 5 years starts all over again. It's amazing. You got to make lots and lots of money. You got to be rich. And then you can have a Taiwan passport. Oh, yeah, this is what Taiwan's like. And I've been seeing this. I try to talk about it. Nobody believes me. Well, now all of a sudden, the Hong Kongers go over there. Look what happened. The story came out today. So I put it over at the Times. So anyhow, I feel happy. I feel lighter. I'm the Taiwan special, we're going to be talking about a lot that's going on this week. But I don't know what's going to be coming in the next several weeks because I got some projects finished. Things in the world are shifting around and, you could end up hearing some pretty strange things, unexpected week to week here on the podcast weekly from what unexpected things are coming across my desk with all the changes happening in the world. So times are good for some of us who know how to be patient and stay focused. See you tomorrow.